Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. The Washoe County Commissioner Marsha Birkbiger for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. 40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program. Now the session is over. Marsha Birkbiger, the Washoe County Commissioner. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thanks. Nice to be here, Sam. Good
so
to see you.
Your colleague, Kitty Jung, also a county commissioner, responded to the recent investigation, an independent investigation that found she made comments to two Truckee Meadows Fire Protection District employees that violated the county's harassment and discrimination policy. And she responded that the reports in the newspapers were not accurate. What's your thoughts?
Well, you know, the county has in place very strict reporting requirements if you believe that someone is harassing or intimidating or threatening in any way an employee, your responsibility is to report it through the process. It's not to go take it on your own. So that concerns me a little bit, but you know, the truth is what the report that was released was, of course, a redacted report because it's an HR issue. And I think the county tries really, really hard to make sure that none of our employees are harassed and intimidated, and that's why, and outside, once the reports were filed, the complaints were filed, we are required to hire an outside counsel, and that's what we did.
are there any recriminations beyond the fact that Commissioner Jung has to do some training?
No, actually, there's nothing in statute that allows a county, or really most governments, to sanction or, dismiss or remove or anything like that. There was a bill that was passed, I think it's 397, AB 397, introduced by Teresa Benitez Thompson, and it did pass both houses, and it's with the governor. He may have signed it, I don't know if he has, it's just been in the last 24 hours or so. And basically what that bill will do is it puts in statute requirements for how you can step up a report. So if, for instance, a report like this would happen to you, somebody would file a complaint similar to this against any elected official, and that's what it's related to, is elected officials. There is a process for removing an employee. there's not a process in the statute for removing an elected official. And that's what the intention of this bill is. And I kind of got a kick out of Teresa Benitez Thompson. I think she made a very clear statement when she was testifying on why she introduced this bill, is that you can remove an elected official for misuse of funds, but you can't remove them for sexual harassment. There's something wrong with that picture. And I think that's the purpose in that bill. And so on a going forward basis, if the governor signs this bill, which I'm reasonably understanding he will, I think we will have something in place that we can use. And then what will happen at the municipal level is it will actually go to the courts, and then the decision will, it will be reviewed by the courts, and the decision will be made by the courts. And then under the county's perspective, we would be required to follow the dictates of whatever the court said.
In the Me Too era, how do you feel about this when, you know, it's a female commissioner going after the head of the fire department?
So I'll tell you very frankly, in my opinion, I don't care what your sex is, what your skin color is, what your sexual persuasion is. I don't really care. If you are breaking the law, you are breaking the law. And if that means if you are sexually harassing or you're threatening or intimidating someone, I don't care what you are, if you're male or female. If it's acceptable to make a male step down from the legislature for sexual harassment, it's certainly acceptable to have a female step down from the legislature for that. So, I mean, I think that's really my position is very clear. I think that's not my job as a commissioner. It is not my job to go and directly get in the face of someone and say, you're doing such and such. If I know that they're doing it or I feel that they're doing it, my job is to go to HR, to the county manager, and say, would you please investigate this? I believe this is happening, and here's some details.
Commissioner Jung had an incident several years ago where she got into trouble. And, you know, it was not, certainly was not a career ender because she was reelected after that. Do you think do you think that this is a career ender if she plans to go forward in politics?
I really have no idea, you know, because I don't really, at this stage of the game, I don't know what the fallout's going to be, if there is going to be any fallout. This may just go away. You know, we all know and love Ketty. She is a bright, capable person who doesn't have any qualms, as she said in her own statement, of using sailor language. All of us have been guilty of that in the past. And so I think, you know, I just think she needs to do what the rest of us need to do, all of us. And please believe me, she's not the only one who's guilty of doing things like that. I think all elected officials get to the point where they're extremely frustrated. So, you know, I don't know if I would say this is a career ender for her. I wouldn't necessarily think so.
And of course, we will extend an invitation to her to come on the program and discuss all this if she would care to. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and go to the legislature this.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Finish. Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Marsha Burke Bigler, the Washoe County Commissioner. You were, for those that may not know, a longtime lobbyist, top lobbyist to the legislature for many, many years. Your thoughts now that this session is over?
I'm very impressed with the governor. I think he had a very heavy schedule of things that he wanted done, some of which required tax increases, which, as you know, it takes two-thirds elected, and they...
Maybe, yeah.
In theory, two-thirds elected. That's what the law says, so that's good. And they were not able to get that because I think they really believed one of two commissioners would roll, one of two senators would roll to vote with the Democrats, and that didn't happen in the Senate, and so that really stops the two-thirds vote. So, but I think that the governor did great. I'm really pleased that he vetoed the bill on putting Nevada in the popular vote.
Oh.
Because I think that really, as the governor indicated, I think that was a wonderful decision that he made, because what it does is it basically says, well, Nevada, you don't matter. Right now we get a lot of attention from presidential candidates, and I love that. I think that's important for the people of Nevada to see. If we went into the popular vote, we would no longer get that, because there'd be no reason for them to come here for our measly little six, you know, electoral college votes. There would be no reason for that.
I think that he probably got a couple of phone calls from his supporters, Harry Reid and Dina Titus, saying, are you nuts?
I would suspect that he got a lot of counseling from a lot of people who've been doing this at this level for a long period of time. But generally speaking, I think he did a very good job of running the Senate. Running the legislature. I'm also very pleased with the way there was not as much drama as I think we kind of thought there might be a lot of drama. And of course, there's always drama in the legislature. But I think the women who were running things did a good job. They kept their emotions level, and which I think professional women do most of the time. So I was really pleased to see that. And I think all things considered, it actually went really well.
But there was Democrat-on-Democrat violence. I mean, at the criminal justice reform level, there was no mistaking that Steve Yeager was going to have to capitulate some of his bill to Nicole Canizzaro, the leader.
Mm-hmm. There's no question that that happens. But you know what? That happens in every legislature. This one was no exception to that. When all Republicans were in charge a few years back, I was at the legislature on a full-time basis. And trust me, the same kind of thing happened. The thing about a citizen legislature is we elect people who go in with a preconceived idea of how they're going to do things. And they have a vote of the people. The people have elected them to go in and do what they committed to do. And I guess that's where I see, I think, the legislature. Although there was some ruckus and there was some upheaval, I think in general, this group of legislators did a very good job of saying, okay, we're not going to be able to do that, so how can we do it? And really, that's how you make law. Good law, having done this for years and years and years, good law is made with a step at a step at a step. And you have to compromise. There's no way that everybody gets everything they want. If everybody's happy, you made a mistake somewhere along the line.
Right.
So if everybody's a little unhappy with where things are, you've done a good job. And I think in general, that's what happened. Certainly there's some legislation that passed that I don't like. Gun control, you know, I'm a big advocate of not having the government tell me whether I can own guns or not. So I was a little concerned about that. But I do understand the concerns, especially with all of the shootings we have going on around the country. So I get both sides of it, but my firm belief is that the government doesn't belong in my bedroom. It doesn't belong in my gun safe. It doesn't, you know, the government doesn't belong there. The government has bigger, more important things that they need to be handling.
And you have a gun safe.
And I have a gun safe.
What did you think about, the Democrats obviously split into two camps. Mm-hmm. Moderate Democrats, especially older Democrats, and then the younger electeds who had their own opinions, and they were not going to sit by and be told what to do.
No, and I was, that was actually kind of impressive to watch at arm's length, because I wasn't in Carson City, but I monitored everything that was going on. So it was impressive to watch that. I like the way that the younger people stood up and said, wait a minute, we're talking about the future of the state. And I didn't like a lot of the things that they were advocating for. I didn't agree with, I think, you know, they were going too far off the left side, to the left side of the spectrum for me. But I still think that in general, it was a well-run session, and I was happy to see that everybody participated, and participated at the level that was sometimes a little rough, but mostly polite, and we're here to do a job, and let's get it done.
So the session ended on time, in fact, a couple of hours mm-hmm. early, basically, because all the budget bills were passed. Mm-hmm. But now we're already seeing some areas that are popping up, for example,
of
with
course.
The university budget being underfunded. Clark County saying that there is now an $18 million hole in their budget for the school district. Mm-hmm. Was there a rush to get it done on time?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's always the case. I mean, that's always the case at the legislature. But when you rush to get it done on time, and you hurt the governor's number one issue, which in his state of the state, in his election, the governor said, education is my number one priority. And now we're coming out the other side, and it's looking like maybe some things were done that weren't clear.
All right. So one of the things is that they pushed funding education back to you guys at the county level.
Yeah.
I know from published reports in the Las Vegas Review-Journal that all but Tick Sagerblum are having concerns about increasing the sales tax to cover education. How do you and some of your colleagues feel about that?
I'm not supportive of that. It's not my job to raise taxes, as you know. It's the legislature's job. If the legislature wants the counties at the municipal level to take over running the business of their county, then they should let us run the broad-based business, not say, well, you can do this, so you get home rule here, but no, on potholes and other sort of things, you don't get home rule on that. You got to come and ask our opinion on that. I have an issue with that. So either push it all the way to home rule or leave it at whatever it is at right now. But I disagree with that. That, I don't think, would ever be approved by the citizens of Washoe County. After we approved the budget, the vote for the facilities for the school district, there's been nothing but upheaval. Even people who voted for it are unhappy. A lot of people who voted for it did it because they felt we are growing so fast and we have to do something about our school facilities. But they were unhappy about the unending part of it. And so I don't see it happening in Washoe County because I don't think the citizens will let it. But, you know, I don't know.
Well, you know, history kind
I
of...
I won't support it.
Yeah, history kind of shows that certainly in Washoe County that people are very concerned when it comes to tax increases if there is going to be a tax increase, mm-hmm. to make sure the money is spent where it's supposed to be spent. And they don't often feel that the government bodies, you know, are correct. in a word, correct. And the last time that a school bond issue was passed, it was because there was great input from the citizens.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. The other thing is, there was a letter to the editor and the RGJ this morning where the person was talking about how could the city of Reno go down and ask for an increase in sales tax for police and fire? Where have they been? Isn't that their job? And, you know, where's the money going that the new developments, the new residents who are moving in here are paying taxes to the city, and where is that money going? And, of course, being on the inside of government, I can tell you where a lot of it's going, because government growth is expensive. I mean, it doesn't pay for itself up front. It pays for itself down the road, but it doesn't pay for itself up front. So growth is expensive, and we are growing. So I understand where that's coming from. But I think that's indicative of what the general population in Washoe County would feel about an increase in taxes for school salaries.
All right, let's take a break. More with Marcia Birkbigler when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Can't do it. Stupid, like my mom. We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Marcia Burke-Bigler, the Washoe County Commissioner. One of the issues that's popped up a lot recently in the news, it's been a problem obviously for a while, is homelessness. And that seems to be driving a lot of discussion about growth and everything else. And, you know, I like to refer back to 1978, the year I came to Reno, because that was when the MGM opened. A lot of the same issues were going on then as they are today. And so one can look at history and see that eventually they do get resolved as home builders catch up to the need.
And that's the problem.
Yeah, they're not going to build homes before there are people ready to move into them. And you know, what is government's role in all of this?
I think one of the things that I ask routinely for this. Tell us what we can do to help the developers move forward faster. So do we have regulations in place? Do we have permit costs in place? Are we doing something that does not allow the process to move forward as quickly as it needs to move forward? One of the things we've done, as you know, you can go get your licenses, your permits, one-stop shop. So if you need to have something from Washoe County and Reno, you can go to Reno's planning, you can go to Washoe County's planning, you can get your permits, the same things between Sparks. You can get your permit in one place, and that's helping the streamlining. But there's still other things that need to be done. And infrastructure is a big deal for us. So sewer is a big deal for us. I sit on the regional governing board, and we're in the process of working on the master plan right now and trying to get the master plan updated and finished. And so sewer is always at the top of the list. All kinds of infrastructure, though. It's not just sewer. It's roads. It's planning, it's clean water, it's dirty water. What are you going to do with all of that kind of water that rolls down off the hill? We live in a basin that has a lot of shaley type stuff on the hillside, and when it rains hard, it runs down into neighborhoods. So, those are all issues that have to be addressed. And so one of the things that we've done out in the more rural areas is we have big ditches that can run through. Unfortunately, they get full. They get full of stuff, and so you're constantly cleaning them. So that slows down development also. So really, the issue of homeless is twofold. So one of the things the county is doing, and the cities are working with us on this, is we're opening the NAMS campus, which is the old Nevada Mental Health campus. And so that campus, the land is actually owned by the state of Nevada. And Amber Howell, who's the director of the Human Services Department, has responsibility for homeless. We have set $11 million aside to get that up and running. She's been able to get grants from the state to help redevelop some of the housing that's on there. We've also gotten grants from the federal government. We've gotten grants from local churches and some other organizations. And so we're working pretty routinely with people to try and address the issue of the homeless who are on the streets, people who are living in the shelter because they can't afford an apartment. They have jobs. 70% of the people who are currently in the shelter have income coming in of some kind. And so, you know, those are the people that we need to figure out how to help. And then, of course, we also need to figure out how to help those people who are, you know, have a drug problem, have an alcohol problem, have, you know, a mental problem, a health problem of some kind. Those people need help also. And so that's what we're trying to do. That's one of the things we're trying to do with the NAMHS campus. Currently, the largest mental hospitals in the state of Nevada are the Washoe County Jail and the Clark County Jail. And so that's an issue that has to be addressed. Rather than taking a person that's drunk or passed out on the street for whatever reason, rather than picking them up and taking them to the jail, there needs to be an interim place, and so we're working on all of that. And I sit on CHAB, which is the Community Homeless Advocacy Board. And so one of the things we're doing is we're trying to look at interim level housing. So interim level multifamily housing to get people into those kind of facilities who at a cheaper rate.
All right, and that's where we've got to leave it for now. But obviously this is a huge subject.
It is.
And we
it's
barely scratched the surface, yes, and it's definitely not going away. And it could affect potentially continued growth in the area.
It absolutely can. It will if we don't resolve it.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Marcia Burke-Bigler, always a pleasure. Glad to have you back on the show.
Thanks, Sam. Good to see you.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hey, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lorianne, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Don't forget, another way of watching Nevada Newsmakers is to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast.